Today's Shir Masechet Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. It says Gemara, "How gavur the kaddish betzipsa da'asa." Somebody married a woman, but betzipsa da'asa was with a mat made out of hadassin. Amrle, so the people who were standing there asked him, "Vales be'shava pruta, this mat is not worth a shava pruta, and therefore it's not a good kedushin." Amlei, so he said, "Tigdush she should become kudeshes ba'ar bezuzay de ispa." In this machzelos, attached to this machzelos are four zuz. That should be the vehicle for the kedushin. Shaklatop, so the woman took the mat v'shaska v'shtika, and she remained quiet. Amarava, the woman had originally received the mat without knowing that there were four zuz connected to it. Now, when she became aware of that, she remained silent. And therefore, the question is, she remained silent only after she received the money. And says the Gemara, the fact that she was silent, if she was silent after receiving the money, laf klumhi, that's not an indication that she is agreeable to this kedushin, because at the time of the kedushin, she wasn't aware of that money, and since at the time of the kedushin she wasn't aware of that money, the fact that the money was there later, she became aware of it later, but she didn't react, it's not going to be enough. So here the Gemara clearly indicates that she has to recognize, she has to accept that she's taking the Dal Zuzun for Kedushin. The Paiskim discussed, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, already says, does the husband, if she now agreeable to become mekudeshes with these dalet zuzim, have to again say hare at mekudeshes li? Or if the fact that she shows agreement the fact that she shows agreement, is that going to be satisfactory to make it into a valid kedushin? The Ramah seems to paskin that there is no need to repeat the words Harayat Mekadeshes Li. This is Draman Evan Ezra Simon Chav Ches Sif Hei. It's not clear that everybody agrees with Draman. You have to look in the Beis Shmuel and the Taz over there. Moreover, the Mefarshim asks, going back to the Gemara that we learned in our previous year, the Gemara introduced the concept of Shem Meshav Pruta B'Madai. So even if we know for sure that this mat, which she received, is not worth a pruta, why are we so quick to say that she's not mekudeshes? Why should we not be concerned, as we discussed in our previous year, shema shava kedusha b'modai? So of course, the simplest way of learning the Gemara is that this man, Omer, doesn't agree with Shmuel, who says the concept of shema shava kedusha, shema shava pruta b'modai. But there are Rishonim that already suggest that the fact that the husband didn't take that position, the fact that the husband wanted to do the Kedushin all over again, or say that there's a Dalet Zuzim in it, so he himself recognized that this is not a proper Kedushin. In a case where the husband himself recognizes that that is not a valid Kedushin, we don't say Shem Shavapruta B'Modai. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim suggest, it goes back to an issue to the Rambam that we discussed in our previous year. The Rambam says that the only time we say Shem Shavapruta B'Modai is if the object that's being used for the Kedushin could be taken to Modai, and if it would be taken to Modai, in Madai, it may be worth a pruta, and therefore it's a valuable kedushin. It's good kedushin. But let's say we're dealing with an object that is not, we're dealing with an object that is perishable and can't make it all the way to Madai. So according to the Rambam's understanding of Shmuel, we don't say Shava Pruta B'Modai. And therefore they suggest that since, as the Gemara began, we were referring to here Hadassim. Hadassim are not something that could make it, can be transported in those days from where this Kedushin took place all the way to Modai. So the halacha is that's not considered, that we don't say Sheva Sheva Prutim Modai according to Rambam's interpretation. Says the Gemara. So our Gemara just taught us the husband, after he did the Kedushin, albeit with something that isn't the Sheva Pruta, afterwards he said, well, let's let the Kedushin be, let it be valid with the money that's inside the Kedushin. And she didn't say anything. So the fact that she didn't make any comment doesn't make the Kedushin into a valid Kedushin. So says Rava Menoah Minola, from where do I notice halacha? The Tanya, says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us. Amala, if a man said to a woman, Kinsi Selazuba Bekodim, please watch this coin as a Bekodim. The Chazva Amala is Kachliba, and then afterwards he says to her, become married to me with this seller that I asked you to watch. So the halacha is like this. B'shas matmos, if before she accepted this Bekodim, she took it, he said so, and she took it, then the halacha is that she's Mekodeshes. But L'acha matmos, if the statement was only made after she actually received the money, the halacha is rotsa. If she's willing to become mekudeshes with it, then she's mekudeshes. However, loy rotsa, if she doesn't want to become mekudeshes with this money, the halacha is ein mekudeshes. So Gemara delves in my rotsa, my lotsa. Rotsa, if you're going to say that in means that she's agreed. Loi rotsa means the amr loi, that she says, no, I don't want to become mechaladishes, mechalad the resha. That means the resha where he said, get married to me with this, as he was giving her the money. And the braisa doesn't differentiate if she's agreeable or not, says the Gemara. That means according to that, in the first case, ki amr loi, even if she declares that she's not interested in getting married, nami have a kedushin, can you suggest that it's a valid kedushin? Amai, how could one suggest that that's a valid kedushin? For Karmala, no woman could be forced into getting married. So if the woman is saying that she doesn't want to get married, how could anybody suggest under any circumstances that it's a valid kedushin? Elav, how must we understand? Ratzasa da amr in, that she said yes. Lo ratzasa means the ishtaka, the mishtaka, that she remained silent. And the braisa says that if she remained silent, she did not actively agree to the Kedushin, the halacha is that's not a valid Kedushin. From here we see, says Rava, Shemamina, that Shtika Dacha Matmos, the fact that she remained silent after she received the money, Laf Klumhu is not considered, Laf Klumhu is not considered a valid Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, Kashaba, so as this Raya was taught in the yeshiva, says the Gemara, Kashaba, the Pum Nahara Mishmeder of Hunabredu Yeshua. There was a question asked in the yeshiva on Rava's proof. Me dummy, can we compare the case that we began our shir with today, with the woman with the hadassim that only became aware afterwards that there was money there, to this case? Hassam, in the case that we just discussed, where he gave her a bekodin, he gave her the money, not with any kedushin intent. He gave her the money that she watched the money. Savra, and she thinks, Isha Dinala Misbury, that if she's going to just throw it back at him, and something happens as she throws it back to him, the Mechaivaba, she'll be responsible for this item. Because she doesn't realize that if she didn't accept upon herself that she's going to be the shomeres, that she's going to be the one that took responsibility to watch the item, she is under the false impression that if she didn't take this upon her, that even though she didn't take that upon herself, the halacha is she's still responsible. Because she thinks that way, that's why she is scared to throw it back to show, I'm not interested. So the fact that she remained silent and didn't just throw back this object, that doesn't mean that she's accepting Kedushin. She's just not showing that she's not interested, because she's concerned that by throwing it back, she will be held responsible. But what is quite clear from here, that actually the halacha is that had she thrown it back, since she never took upon herself the responsibility to watch this item, she would actually not be held responsible. The Machnech Frayim discusses a situation where somebody brought something to someone else's home, a keli, and he asked them to please watch that keli. And he left it there, and he left it in the home of the person whom he's asking to watch it, and that person said nothing. What is the halacha? Do we say the fact that he remained silent? So we apply here the halacha that we learned throughout Shas of shtika kaida, and the fact that he remained silent is an indication that he's willing, to become a shomer, or just because he's quiet doesn't mean that he accepts upon himself to be a shomer. One doesn't become a shomer unless he actively accepts upon himself. So the Shaila Meshiv uses our Gemara as a raya to that Shaila. He says, we just learned that when somebody said to a woman to watch something as a bikkudin, the halacha is that she, under normal circumstances, that she's not responsible. So we see from here, says the Shaila Meshiv, that one is not considered a shomer unless one accepts upon himself. Sava, but this woman mistakenly thought, is shidin alei mitbri mechaimabei. Hacha, but in the case that our Gemara began with today, b'tayrus kedushin yavanola, he gave it as hadasim with the intention of using it for kedushin. Why don't she just throw back and say, I'm not interested in getting married? The fact that she didn't, it's proof that maybe she was interested, married. Ask the Gemara Parcha Vachi Otakul Nasheh Dina Gemuri, that do all women know that since she's not interested in getting married, all she needs to do is throw back at him, even though there's a and she won't be held responsible if it breaks. Most women don't know that. Hachanami, just like the case of when somebody was asked, we just learned a moment ago, to be a shomer. If they won't throw it back because they're concerned that if they're going to throw back and it breaks, they will be held responsible. Hachanami, in the case of a kedushin, she's concerned that she will be held responsible, and that's why she didn't throw it back. But the fact that she took it doesn't in any way indicate that she accepted kedushin. So Sholcha says the Gemara of Achabar Adel Kameid Ravina. This question was sent by Rav to Ravina. Kegav Namai, what will be the halacha in the case that we began our shiur with today? Sholach le'anan lo shmina laha. We don't agree with what Rav Huna Bar Yeshua said. The fact that she didn't throw it back at him is an indication that she's accepting the kedushin. Atad the shmil, and therefore, as far as we're concerned, she's entirely not mukadashus, no need to be concerned. However, he said to them, Atem the Shmilechu, you who do understand his svara, Chushalu, you need to be concerned about that concern, and maybe we should be Mekadeshes Misafik. Says the Gemara, he gets to come as Abni Vashki, a woman that was selling a belt. Asa hu gavra, v'chot of Marshchemina, there was a man that came to her booth where she was selling them, grabbed it away from her, and she says to him, Havanali, give this back to me. Amalei, Iya Havinalach, Mikdash Tisli, if I will return it to you, will you agree to get married to me? Shaklate, she took it back for Ishtaka, but she was silent. Vamrav Nachman Yichoy Lameima, she could say that in Shakli, Vididi Shakli, I took it, but I only took back what rightfully belonged to me. And therefore, the halacha is, she's not mekudeshes. And the Rashba says a very bechidish. The Rashba says that, let's say the woman will say, that I meant to accept the kedushin. still, because she's just taking back with taking back what she belongs to her, even if she's saying I was prepared to become Mekudeshes, she would not be Mekudeshes. And the Meiri says that the reason is because since we're so confident that all she meant to do is to get back what she meant to get back, so the halacha is that even if she says I meant to get Mekudeshes, it wouldn't work. The Gra disagrees, because the Gra says, let's look at the words of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's words were, Yechayel Lameimer. She could always say that what I took back was what belonged to me. But what the Gemara is saying, says the Gra, if she doesn't choose to say that, on the contrary, she chooses to say that I'm willing to accept it as a Kedushin, it'll be a valid Kedushin. Eisrael, Rav Nachman, asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Kitcha Begozel, if somebody was Mekadosh a woman with something that he stole from her, or Bechomis, the difference between Gezel means outright thief, Chomis means that he paid for it, but it was something that she didn't want to sell, or Begeneva. The difference between Gezel and Geneva is the Gezel is done in the open, everybody sees the stealing taking place, Geneva is done surreptitiously. Somebody grabbed a seller from a woman. The kitcha mekudeshes. So why if we learned now a new svara in shakli that I only took back what belonged to me? It's not a valid kedushin. Why in this case is it a valid kedushin? Answers the Gemara. Hasam, that Bryce is thinking about a case with the shadach. The way Rosh Hashanah explain it, it's a concept that we've discussed in Amasechta and we'll discuss in Amasechta further. Shayasukim Baisa Inyan. They're involved in discussing that situation. Since they're involved in discussing this, that's why this woman is showing that she already agreed to get married to this man. That's why it's a Kedushin. But if we didn't have that as being the case, it would not be a Kedushin. Says the Gemara. What is the basis to differentiate the shanilon, ben shadach or the loy shadach, if they already were involved in getting married? The Tanya. The Brisa teaches us, if a man says to a woman, kinsi sel zesh ani chayiv l'chi, take this money that I owe you, and then he tells her that this money that I owe you, I want you to become a kodeshes with it. The halacha is b'shas matzmas. If it was said as the money was being returned, we learned this brisa, rotsu mekadeshes, rotsu em mekadeshes. La'achem atmos, but if he made that statement after she had already received the money, afilu rotsu em mekadeshes. And Rav Nachman right away tries to analyze, my rotsu, my loy rotsu. What does rotsu mean? What does loy rotsu mean? Elaim rotsu means domer in. So what that means to say is that if she remains silent, have a kedushin, she would be considered married. So ask the Gemara, if just by remaining silent, it's enough for her to become mekudeshes, so the Brisa should have said that big chiddush, nisni mekudeshes tam, and there was no reason to start saying that she agreed or disagreed. Just like we mentioned in the Brisa, at the beginning of our shiur today, where somebody said to the wife, "Kinsi sela zeb b'kodim," and then he said, "Kiskach liba," and we learned v'shas matmas. If it was said at the time that the money was given, the brisa said mukadeshes, and we explained that the Gemara explained that the brisa is speaking about a case that she remained silent. Ella, how must we understand? Rotsa means domri in. She said yes. Loi rotsa means the ishtika. Viktani, the einem mekudeshes. If she just remains silent, she's not mekudeshes. And the reason why not is the svar that the Gemara just taught us. Matama, she yichay lameme, in shikli v'didi shakli. I just took back what rightfully belonged to me. Ela kashahach. With that, we have a question. We learned in the Braisa a moment ago, Kitchen begezel b'chomus b'gneva, shechotem sel miyod v'kitchen mekudeshes. Why? There, even though she remained silent, she is mekudeshes. How do we reconcile the two brises? Ela shamina hadashadach. If they were speaking a sukkim by sinyan, they were speaking getting prepared to get married. Even though these various objects, which should not be used obviously for kedushin, were used, we don't say the svara of in shakli with the di shakli. Ha, in a case where they were talking about it, ha the loy shadach. So there we apply the concept of in shakli with the di shakli. But what we see from here clearly is a basis to differentiate between shadach and loy shadach. It says the gemara kinach nafshi the ravasi when ravasi was nifta. Ailu Rabbanan Lanku L'Shemaitze. The Chum got together to review what he taught us. They sat together in the Beis Medrash to learn and review the Divrei Torah that he had said in his lifetime. Amai Humer Rabbanan, Rav Yaakov Shmei, Hach Amar Rav Asi Amar Amani, Shem Shein in Niknes Bepachs Meshava Pruta. Just like a woman, Kedushin cannot be affected with less than a Pruta. Kach ein karka nichnas b'shava pruta, b'pach m'shava pruta, you can't do a transaction of buying property b'pach m'shava pruta. Amalei, so Chum said, one of the Chum asked, Navatanya, Brisa teaches us, that says, apish ein isha nichnas b'pach m'shava pruta, even though Kedushin cannot be affected with b'pach m'shava pruta, karka nichnas b'pach m'shava pruta. Amalehu, so Rav Yaakov responded, ki tanya hi, what is that Brisa referring to? B'chalipin. As we discussed earlier in our Masechta more than once. When we speak about a Kenyan Chalipin, so one way of understanding Chalipin is what's known as a barter. But there's another type of Chalipin, which we learn about in Megillus Rus, where the Pasuk says, V'solaf ish naloi, that the person who's the purchaser gives to the makna, to the person who's the seller, something of something that belongs to him, he picks it up, and that's how the kinyan is affected. And the halacha is that chalipin, the instrument that's used to create the chalipin, doesn't have to be a shava pruta. The tanya koinen b'kli, karka can be acquired through a kinyan chalipin, and when you do a kinyan chalipin, the halacha is have b'shem b'shava pruta, it's still an effective chalipin. Continues the Gemara, Hada Yasiv Kamri, they continued sitting and talking and said, Hada Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Kol Shani Yedei B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin, anyone who's not familiar with the halachas of Gittin V'Kedushin, Lo Yeisik L'Mam. So anybody who's not familiar with the halachas of Gittin and Kedushin should not have anything to do with it. Says the Gemara, V'Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan, Koshan L'Olam, a person who is involved in Gittin Kedushin and isn't familiar with the halacha, is worse to the world, Yois Medar Mabel, is worse even for the people that lived in the time of the Mabel. Shnemar, all of a kochash, false lies and false shvuas, v'tzeach v'gona v'noyaf, partzu v'dom v'dom nagu. That's a pasuk in Hosea. So ask the Gemara, What does that pasuk mean, and how is that pasuk the lesson of what our Gemara just taught us? My mashma says the Gemara Targum Reb Yosef. So Rashi explains why does the Gemara point out that Reb Yosef was the one that was the explained the pasuk. So he says that the Gemara more than one place says that Reb Yosef unfortunately was blind, and somebody who's blind cannot learn Dvarim Shebiksav, cannot learn Torah Shebiksav, because the halacha is Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyat Rishoy Lomer Malpeh. Dvarim Shebiksav cannot be taught orally. But the Targum is Torah Shebalpeh. And therefore, he became a big expert in Targum, because given that he was a blind person, that was why he was allowed to learn not the psukim, which are Dvar Hashem Ksav, but the Targum. The question, of course, is, if that's the case, why do we find that people say psukim by heart? How would a person be allowed to say a psuk by heart if it's Dvar Hashem Ksav, Yatru Shoy Lomer Malpeh? So some want to differentiate between a Dovah Shel Choyva and a Dovah Shel Rishus. Something that one is obligated to say that he has to say from inside. Something that you're not obligated to say, we don't have that halacha. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simon Mem Tes Sif Aleph differentiates between words that everybody's familiar with, words, psukim, that everybody's familiar with. The best example I could give is Krishma. So that you're allowed to say, since there's that familiarity with it, you're allowed to say b'dal peh. Psukim that people are not familiar with may not be said by heart. But the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sif Katan Vav quotes the Magen Avraham and says that not everybody agrees with that, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says that it would be appropriate if you could to say anything that's b'ksav from inside the sefer, from inside the siddur. There are also those that Shuvas Chavas Yor differentiates between psukim that are said to be mighty other people. You're saying a pasuk with the intent that you want to be mighty somebody else. There the halacha is very strict that you may only say it b'ksav, you may only say it from inside the siddur or chumash. But something that is said just for you yourself, then that halacha would not apply, and you could say it even bal peh. But again, says the Gemara, to the Metargim Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef interpreted this pasuk. What happened is, partsu means meleidim b'nei mishnei chavreim. They have children from other people's wives. Chayven al chayven mesifim. And when the pasuk says that chayven al chayven mesifim means it's to add avera on top of avera. It's a terrible situation. V'ksiv, al kein ta'avel aretz, the entire world will mourn, v'umlul kol yoshba, v'chayas ha'sada v'oif ha'shmayim, v'gam digay hayam y'osfu. The entire world, including the fish, everybody will be upset about such behavior. V'il v'dar ha'mabul ha'nik z'gzera al-dogim shaviyam. In the time of the mabul, there was no gzera on the fish, sh'nem m'kol ha'shabachorova meisu, v'loy dogim shaviyam. In this situation, only so we see that if somebody is not familiar with the halachos of Gittin Kedushin, so we could end up having an Eishes Ish. We could have a situation of an Eishes Ish. We could have Mamzerim. And in that time, even Dagim Shebiyam will suffer because it's so terrible. But ask the Gemara, maybe the way to understand the Pasuk is the Ovid Lekula, the one that violated all of these Averis, will suffer. Not just the Aver of Arayis, Loisaka Daratach, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Ki Abnei Elo of the Arutz, just one of the reason. Veima Elo L'chud, V'hanach L'chudayim, says the Gemara, maybe the Pasuk of Sheker is one, V'hanach L'chudayim, and the other Averis will suffer everything. Miksiv uparzu, does it mean that they're all cumulative? Partzuksiv. And says, each Avera, including the Avera of Arayas, was so terrible. So the Mefarshim ask, we know that we learn in Parshas Noach that in the time of the Mabul, there was a terrible world of immorality. So why is the Gemara saying that if people act immorality, they're worse than the Dor HaMabul? So Ritva says that in the time of the Dor HaMabul, the people sinned and they knew they were sinning. Here, the person who's ain't a baki b'tayif, and therefore he has always the ability to control himself and not do the avera. Whereas somebody who's ain't a baki b'tayif kedushin, somebody thinks they have a good get. Somebody thinks they have a good kedushin where they don't really. And as the Shita Loinoid Lami says, because in the Dora Mabel, they weren't allowing an Eishes Ish to get married to another person. Here, the Ravid says the same, that most of the immorality took place with non-married women, or the Ravid says it wasn't taking place on a regular basis. Here, because the people weren't aware of, the people don't know that the person who's making the get, who's being misadded the get, doesn't know, have any halachic experience, that's why it's much worse. Moreover, the Maral explains that the Dar HaMabul, there's always a concept in Halacha, Roy Bilas Achabal. When there's a child born, we could assume that the child belongs to the husband of this woman, because there's a rule, Roy Bilas Achabal. But when a person has an improper get, they don't need that. And that's why it's worse. The Ben Yoyada has a different explanation. Not to, of course, in any way condone doing an Aveira, but the Ben Yoyada says that the people of the Dar HaMabul got very involved in doing Aveiras, and the Yetzer Hara got the better of them. So we could understand what they were doing. But in the time, so to speak, for lack of a better terminology, an excuse for the Aveira that they've done. But here, somebody is doing an Aveira. It's an Eishes Ish that's living with another man and not doing it because the Yetzer Hara is pushing him. Such a person is much worse than the person who is overtaken by his taina. So I saw the Michs HaLozer in a Sefer Divrei Torah explains that obviously in the time of the Dar HaMabul, he doesn't really explain why it happened that way, but he says obviously in the time of the Dar HaMabul, there was a tremendous spirit of immorality in the world. What's the proof? He says there was the spirit of immorality in the world. So he says that the Gemara says, Rashi says in the Chumash, that they were living even with animals, which normally is not something that a person has interest in doing. Here, on the other hand, they were not. So it's obvious there was something going on in the world, which we don't even understand what that was, but there was this tremendous spirit of immorality. That wasn't the case in the other times, and that's why it's worse. Din Yaakov has a different approach to this Gemara. Din Yaakov's approach to the Gemara was, in the Dar HaMabul, there was a lack of leadership. There was no one from whom that they could learn that this is not appropriate behavior. But in the time of the Gemara, they had from whom to learn that this is something that they shouldn't do. And that's why the Aveira is much worse. The Leif Simcha used to say that there's a saying in the world that in the month of Elul, even the fish in the sea tremble. Why do we pick the fish? So says the Leif Simcha, because the Gemara is saying that in the time of the Dar HaMabul, the fish were not punished. Why were the fish not punished? Because they didn't contribute, they didn't do any of the Averis. So what we see from here, said the Leif Simcha, is that fish are typically the model of those who don't do Averis. And what we're learning here is that even the fish, which are the model of those who don't do Averis, when it comes to Elul, they're the model of Tzadikim. When it comes to Elul, even the Tzadikim tremble what's happening in the world. Another pshat that I saw, similar, is that many people have a minig that on Shabbos, they specifically eat fish. Why do they specifically eat fish on Shabbos? Because here we see in the Gemara that fish don't do Averis. So in Shabbos, which is the Yom Kedusha, we want to eat fish, which represents something those that don't eat, don't do Averis. Hadi Yasev Kamri, after they were continuing to review different halachas that Rav Asi had taught them, Hadi Tanan, the Mishnah Masech Kinim, teaches us, Heisha, the halacha is that a woman, when she has a baby, a yeledus, has to bring two birds or a bird and an animal. If she brings two birds, one bird is a Karmel Chatas, one bird is a Karmel Oila. If she brings a bird and an animal, because she's Baruch Hashem wealthier, then she brings the bird as the Chatas and the animal, the Keves, as the Oila. So the halacha is, says the Mishnah, if this woman, Hevi'i Chatasa, brought the kamachatas that she's obligated to bring because she had a baby, the mesa, and she passed away without having the opportunity to bring the carbon oil. The halacha is yaviu yarshim oilasa. Her yarshim bring the carbon oil. But it's very important, the Rishonim, to point out that it's only in a case where a woman, while she was still alive, brought the carbon chatos. Because the carbon chatos is a carbon that can only be brought by the person who's obligated to bring the carbon chatos. Moreover, we often learn in Shas, the chatos shemesu baleah, once the person is supposed to bring a carbon chatos and they pass away, the carbon chatos is not brought by the yarshim. So here, the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is that this woman was obligated, as we just said, to bring a carbon chatos and carbon oil, and she actually had the opportunity to bring the carbon chatos before she passed away. And now the question is, what will be with her oil? And the Mishnah says the yarshim should bring the oil. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmu, v'hu shafrish l'mechayim. When do the yarshim have to bring the carbon oil? If she had already designated the animal or the bird to be the, she had already designated the animal or bird to be the carbon oil. But if not, avaloi frish l'mechayim. If she had not made that designation, loy, we don't force. And all the Mishnah, according to this, is teaching us is that the carbon oil could be brought on her behalf, even though she's no longer here. Alma Kesavar, according to Shmuel, what is the Brisa teaching us? That Mishnah teaching us that we force the Yarshim to bring the carbon oil up. Sheshpu delav deraisa, that the fact that Chazal say that a person's assets become meshubed, become obligated to all of his debts, is not deraisa, because if they were meshubed deraisa, shibuda lav deraisa, it's not something that they obligated to do. Because Vamar of Asi, Omar of, and therefore by carbon, a person's assets are not obligated to be used for carbon. Vamar of Asi, Omar of Yochan, Apishloi Frish Mechayim, even if they weren't designated, you would have to use the assets that she left for the carbon oil. Because Alma Kasama, she would have a deraisa. The fact that she had that obligation is meaningful for deraisa. Ask the Gemara, so this question, and therefore, you could force them to bring it, the carbon oil, even if they weren't yet designated, because they have, all of our assets are obligated to that obligation. Ask the Gemara of Apliga Balchad Zimna. This is a machlokes we already once learned. The Rav Shmuel Amri Tavayu Milva Peh. If there's a loan that isn't in a document, the halacha is in a government of Yarshim, we can't collect that debt. If somebody owed somebody else money and he passed away, and the obligation was not in a document, we can't go after the Yarshim to pay it. If this person who owed the money had sold his assets after he owed the money, which throughout Shas we know, we go after the Lekuchas, we go after those assets, we don't. We can't. Rabbi Yochan Reish Lakish Damar Tavayu, Milva Peh, Goyva Beimen HaYarshim, Beimen HaLekuchas. What is the basis of this machlok between Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochan Reish Lakish? If Shibuda Daraisa, Rabbi Yochan Reish Lakish hold that Shibuda Daraisa, and Rav and Shmuel hold that not. So why do we have to have this machlokes that was already taught by the Mishnah of Kenim? Answer the Gemara Tzricha. Dietma Bahab, if we only had the machlokes by the loan, we could suggest Bahab kam Shmuel mishum delav milvak suvatarihi. If somebody owes somebody else money, it's not an obligation that's midaraisa. It's an obligation that took place between two individuals. And therefore, we won't say shibuda deraisa. Ava bahach, by the case of the Yoledes, who's obligated to bring a carbon, eimem moidelu Rav Yochan Reish Lakish, because the obligation to bring the carbon is an obligation that emanates from a chiv deraisa. Since an obligation that emanates from a chiv deraisa, maybe even Rav and Shmuel will agree that we say shibuda deraisa. V'yeshmin b'ha, if we only had the machlokes by Yoledes, we can make an argument. B'ha, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, The milva k'suv b'tayra k'suv b'shtar damin. Since the Torah obligates her to give, to bring this carbon, that's why it's, she's, so that obligation remains even after she passes away. Ava b'hach, by regular loan, which isn't a loan that is that the Torah created, Eimah Moidele L'Shmuel, that we don't say Shibuda D'Raisa, that's why we have to have the Machloikah stated Tzricha in both cases. Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Hilchas Amilva Ba'peh Goyvim and Yarshim. We do go after the Yarshim, Ve'en Goyvim and Lekuchas, and we don't go after the Lekuchas. And the Gemara explains why. Goyvim and Yarshim, because Shibuda D'Raisa, Ve'en Goyvim and Lekuchas, the less Lekalam. The reason why we don't go after the lekuchas is for a whole different reason. When somebody buys a property, they are expected to check, are there any liens on this property? And if they know there are liens on the property, that's why they take it upon themselves, they're taking the risk upon themselves, that since there's a lien, there's a mortgage on this property, it may be taken away from them. But if that's only when that lien was done with a milva b'ksav, so everybody is aware of that lien and has a kol. But when it's a milva al peh, it doesn't have the kol, and therefore the people who bought those property have no way to know about it. And since they have no way to know about it, then the halacha is that's why they're not going to be held responsible. That's why they're not going to be held responsible for that mortgage. We learned in the Mishnah of Kainas Atzma, a woman can become free from the marriage, beget the Mises Abel. Says Mar Bishlam Aget, the Ksiv, the Tayag Dosha says, the Kosala Sefer Krisis, the Nosim Beyod of Shilchim Abesa, the Yotzim Abesa of Hokvayosulish Acher. El Mises Abel Manolon, how do we know if the husband passes away, the marriage ends? Answers the Gemara, Svaruhu. We understand it logically. Who Asra? He's the one that made her prohibited as an Ashes Ish by her being married to her, Usharso, and therefore when he passes away, that marriage ends. Ask the Gemara, that isn't necessarily true. Varayas, the various people that she's not allowed to marry because they're his relatives, Dosalo, that she's also to those people because of him, and yet, And the fact that he died, Lo Sharlu, for example, a woman is not allowed to marry her father-in-law. And a woman is not allowed to marry her father-in-law even after her husband passes away. So if that's the case, we see that the fact that the husband passes away doesn't make the halacha, that doesn't create they should become married. Says the Gemara, Ella says the Gemara, Medirama Rachmana. Since the Torah says Yevama Shein Leibonim, that the Yevama that doesn't have children, she is a woman that's a surah, that she can't get married to anyone else. Hayesh Leibonim, it would seem that if she had children, so there's no issue of Yibam, Mataris, she can marry anyone. Says the Gemara, who says that that's what the halacha is? Dilma, maybe the way to understand the halacha is Ein Leibonim. If she has no children, Asur Alma, she can't get married. She can't get married to anyone. But Shari LeYovim, she may marry the Yovim. But in the case of Yesh LeBonim, so she can't marry anyone. Lekule Alma, Nami Asura. So I saw that the Shal Sechuva Shari LeMeshiv asks a question. We know the episode in Nach with David and Avigail, and that Avigail was married to Novel. And after Novel died, Avigail married David. So isn't that clearly an indication that after one's husband passes away, you may marry his wife? So why doesn't the Gemara quote that? So the Shaul HaMeshiv says that the case of Novel, Novel was a Moir de Malchus. And since Novel was a Moir de Malchus, the halacha of a Moir de Malchus is different than all other situations. And therefore, we can't bring a raya from that story. Says the Gemara. So we're back to our question. How do we know that a woman becomes permitted to marry anyone when her husband passes away? Says the Gemara, El mida as rachman amon al-kain gadol. El mida am rachman amon al-kain gadol asura. We find that the Torah says that amon may not marry Kohen Gadol. Is it, but a Kohen had yet Sharia, but a Kohen had yet May. So isn't this clearly indication that Almana, somebody who lost their husband, may get married? Says the Mavad Dilma, what the Torah is telling us is that if an Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, there's an Issa Lav. In the rest of the world, there's only an Issa Asay, but not that she may get married. Ask the Gemara, Hay Essay Mai Vedate. What would you say this essay is accomplishing? Ida Hanya Masas Abal, if the husband passing away makes a mutter, so then Tishtir Lagamri, then she should be allowed, she's not an Eishes Ish, and she should be allowed to marry anyone. Vida Loy Hanya Masas Abal, if the fact that the husband died is immaterial, so Tukla B'malasa Kamaisas, so she should still be considered like an Eishes Ish that she was until now. Says the Gemara, Alomaloi, why is this so complicated to understand? Maybe what happens, suggests the Gemara, when the husband dies, a victim of Misa, it takes her out of the category of a woman who's chayv Misas, Bezdin, for having such a relationship. Vukma, Allah say, and downgrades her, not that she's allowed to marry anyone, just if she marries anyone, there's only a mitzvah to say. Where do we find this? Mida to have a psula mikdashim. We find this regarding animals that were hegdish that became disqualified. The mikara, while they're usable for the mizbeach, then if somebody has benefit from them, isba me'ila, and asura begizva avoida, you're not allowed to use the wool, you're not allowed to work with them. Perkinu, once they were redeemed, me'ila lespu, then no, that they can't, if they're not redeemed because they became a balmum, because they cannot be put on the mizbeach, me'ila lespu, there's no longer a din of me'ila. However, begiz of avoda is sira. They are still somewhat usher. So the fact that it moved from an eishes ish to chiyuv asay is not so troubling. So the Gemara still is searching for a source how we know that a woman can, that the marriage is terminated with misas abal. Says the Gemara, El Madam Akra, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Kiseitse, the Mia Isha She'eris Isha V'loy L'kocha, if somebody did erisin, Yelich V'yoshev Abesai, but he never had a chance to consummate, he should not go out to war. Yelich V'yoshev Abesai, Pen Yomis B'mechama, we are concerned that he will die in the war, V'ish Achi Yekachenes. You see, after he dies, he's allowed, she's allowed to get married. It says, the Mesef Mosul Rav Sheshi B'Rei D'Ravida, Eima Man Acher, who are we referring to? That is the Yavam. Maybe the person is going to die without children. But we don't have yet a raya that anyone can marry her. Amar of Ashish Shei Chus Bedava. Chodor, the Pasuk says, V'ish Achi Yekachena. A Yavam is not an Acher, he's a brother-in-law. Void exivus nei ish Acher v'kosselo sefer krisis. Oiki Yavam is ish Acher v'ishkis. So says the Gemara, the Torah connects misalagerishin. The Torah says that death of a husband is similar to the divorce that a husband gives. Ma gerishin, just like we know that when a divorce is given, shariyav gemeris, it completely terminates the marriage that was here. So too is the halacha af misa shariyah, it completely terminates the marriage that was here until now.